Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. Oh, this is your fun Friday, fellas. I'm so excited to have you here. I know you're excited, too. You made it through another week. Hallelujah. So let's jump into here. We're going to have some fun today. I got some really good tips for you. So looking forward to this one. But you know how we're going to start every episode of The Lion Within Us with scripture. And this week's scripture was right out of Luke chapter 15, verse 20. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. So he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. So guys, that is a wonderful parable of the prodigal son. Hopefully you go back and check out the spiritual kickoff. I spent some really good time, I felt like, sharing with you what was on my heart around how we can be naturally lost, how we can be accidentally lost, and then how can we be willfully lost, and how all three of those scenarios, God's always with us. You cannot outrun the love of the Father. So important to remember, so important to know, so important to have that in your heart. And guys, if you missed the meat episode this week, we had Stephen Arms on. He was talking about milestone to manhood, where his dad actually developed a rite of passage weekend for him and his brothers. So anytime they turned 13, they would have this rite of passage weekend. It was always a surprise event. It was awesome. They'd go and they'd do these amazing things. So he unpacked his weekend and what those rituals looked like. And guys, he had some really cool rituals that were, you know, nothing too extravagant or expensive or anything like that, but it made a huge impact on who he is as a man. And I'll tell you what, that is something to really consider, because what do we have to really show our boys that they've made it to manhood? There's not a lot out there. So guys, this is a great, great conversation of ways to, practical ways too, that you can actually take this idea, this concept of a rite of passage, and how you can implement and turn that into a reality, and the impact it's going to have on your son, unreal. And you may be thinking, well, Chris, I don't have a son. Well, you have a Timothy. You're supposed to, because if you don't have a Timothy right now, you should. And that's the person that you're mentoring. Who are you helping? Who are you help serve, grow up, and teaching and passing these things on that you know as a man? Because women cannot turn boys into men. It's impossible. The only guys, people who do that are men. So we need to step up here. Now, does my wife have a major role in my son's life? Absolutely. Absolutely. Can she turn him into a man? No. Can I turn my daughters into women? No. We each individually have our own skill sets, and we're going to lean into those. So guys, it's your responsibility to turn your sons into men. Don't look to someone else. Pick this up and run with it. And if you don't have a son, find that mentor, help them make that transition. All right, guys. Now, we'll have a health, wealth, and self tip. I always get fired up on these fun Fridays. Hopefully you are too. So let's jump right in for our health tip. I heard this one I want to share with you. Stress it and rest it. Okay? Stress it and rest it. Because our bodies need to be stressed. If you're going to change, if you're going to grow, if you're going to get stronger, you got to stress it. So if you're doing the same thing day in or day out, okay, it's going to yield the same results. What did Einstein say? Doing the same thing and expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity? Well, there you go. You know, so you got to mix it up. Cardio, strength training, high intensity interval training, okay? All these have distinct value. Maybe you're doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We just started that as a family. It's awesome. It's a great workout. Maybe you're doing Tabata. I highly encourage Tabata. So basically, that's a workout that where you're, it's like usually 8 rounds, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off for the similar exercises. So you just basically, you're just pounding one muscle group for that round. It's incredible. It's incredible. So the thing is, stress it, and then recovery and rest. That's key. Your body needs that time to heal. Particularly if you had a hard workout, you really pushed it. So just don't go through the motions of your workout. Actually push yourself. And I have to challenge myself here with this, guys, because I get on the bike, the exercise bike, and I can crank out, you know, 16 miles, 20 miles, doesn't matter, get a good sweat in. But when I get out into my garage where I have my strength training set up, you know, I have to really push myself because I find myself into a lazy zone where maybe I don't put quite as much weight on there as I should. You know what? That's not going to serve me well. I need to stress that. And also I need to mix it up. So that's, again, why we added BJJ to our workout, because that's a different. And I'll tell you, I thought I was in good shape. I went to my first BJJ class, and next thing you know, I found muscles I didn't know I had. But you got to stress it, then you got to rest it. Okay? Now, your wealth tip. I've been reading a lot of a book lately. It's a phenomenal book. I'll tell you guys more about it later at some point. But they talked about it here, the rule of seven. Now, I got some listeners, okay, that I'm just warning you guys. I'm not backing away from what I've tried to teach and what I try to help people with so far as it's getting rid of personal debt. Because I am a proponent and understanding that, you know, personal debt is just going to hold you back from doing what God's called you to do. But just hear me out, okay? I saw this rule and I thought it was worth sharing. So this is a simple pass-fail rule that you can apply right now to begin building wealth, okay? So if you have any debts, if they are greater than 7% interest, you got to put them at the top of the priority list, okay, before any investments happen. And you got to knock these out, because that's going to eliminate a lot of items like these personal loans that you shouldn't be taking, or other high interest rate loans that you guys shouldn't be taking out to start with, and they're sucking you dry. So why 7? Because I questioned that too when I was reading the book. I'm like, why 7? What's 7%? Well, if you look at it, S&P 500 tracks about 8 to 10% annually. Say, so the idea is that by paying these down, you're beating what you would be investing. So for with loans less than 7%, like your mortgages, some student loans have a lower rate, but anything that's less than 7%, you may consider investing that you should yield more return and need to be paying them down than you would be if you were paying them down immediately. Okay. Again, this is not for everyone. This is definitely not for everyone. But if you're in the camp that you're going to have some debt, and you say, you know what, I'm not going to follow the Ramsey plan or anything like that, then I would just highly encourage you to check this plan out. Because there's a lot of truth in this as well. Okay. Again, I think a debt-free lifestyle is the way to go. But if you insist on debt, use this rule to put some solid principles at least in place to move forward, to help you get your hands around it so you can still build wealth. I want you to be able to build wealth, because if you can build wealth, guess what? You're going to be able to do work for the kingdom. When God calls you to do something, you're not going to pull your pant pockets out and they're empty. You're going to actually be able to reach back, pull that wallet out, and go to work. And that, guys, that takes resources. So you try that rule of seven. Now, your self-tip. I talked about this a little bit with Stephen, but start small. You can start small with those rite of passage events, okay? And building up to the big event, but put some of these ideas into action. Again, I think sometimes we paint these pictures so big, they can be intimidating for us. So build it, you know, plan out where you want to go. You know, you have that, but start small with some little bitty things to help him grow have those little rites of passage, if you will. Stephen, he talked about cutting grass and how that was a big deal for them growing up, because then when they could actually learn how to do that lawnmower correctly and safely. For me, I mentioned the first time I shot a shotgun, the first time I drove my dad's F-150. All those were small rites of passages, right? That can lead up to the main event. And that's really what we're talking about here. So I don't want you guys putting a ton of pressure on yourselves to have this huge elaborate rite of passage weekends. Obviously, I think they're going to be awesome. They can be cool. They definitely would be important. There's programs out there that do this for you too, but I think there's some value in it too as well. If you just do it yourself, you don't have to make this huge, huge thing. The intention, the action. And last week, as he mentioned, things are going to go wrong. That's okay. When they go wrong, it doesn't matter. Just lean into it. The fact that you try, that you care, that you wanted to do this, that's what matters. So guys, that's your three tips. You got your three tips. That's your health tip, wealth tip, and your self tip. So stress it and rest it. Remember to do that. Your wealth tip, implement that rule of seven, and your self tip, start that rite of passage events with smaller types of items to put and start putting those into action. Okay. Now, your book of the week, no big surprise here. Milestone to Manhood, a Christian rite of passage to help your 13-year-old son make the leap from boyhood to manhood. It's by David Arms and Stephen Arms. Guys, check out the link in the show notes. We'll have a link so you can connect directly, get you a copy of that book. It's a great book, guys. I really like towards the end how they break it down to somewhat of like a guide of how you can do this. What does this look like? A few rules you need to have for the weekend to ultimately implement this. And then the resources they built to help give you those emails. Man, they pretty much done everything except book the trip for you guys. So definitely check that out. Okay. So that book is our book of the week. Glad I got this one on my shelf. Hopefully you'll add it to yours as well. So again, check out the links and we'll hook you up with that. So our dad joke time. So we got two dad jokes, and these dad jokes are actually submitted by two members of our community. Okay, guys. So again, if you want to get your dad joke in, hop in the community, send them in to me. Love to give them a shout out here on our Fun Friday episode. So dad joke number one, my toddler went to jail the other day for refusing to nap. He was booked for resisting arrest. So there he goes. That was submitted by James Chapman from our community. James, thank you for that submission, brother. Number two, I accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes. I now have Heinz sight. So there you go. That was submitted from my brother, Lucas Jordan. He's very active in our community. Lucas is a great guy. So again, number one, my toddler went to jail the other day for refusing a nap. He was booked for resisting arrest. Number two, I accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes. I now have Heinz sight. So let us know which one lands the best, guys. Remember, eye rolls count when it comes to dad jokes and things like that. But I was just thank you for James and for Lucas for submitting those. They were awesome. They were good. Hopefully they got some laughs for you guys going as well. And the question we've been talking about all week, how do you turn sons into men? Think about that. How do you turn sons into men? It's really important because it doesn't just happen. It takes intent. Have to lean in. You have to put some action into that. So if this convicted you this week, as you were listening to this conversation, good. Now take that conviction and put it into action. It's time to move. We're not called just to be hearers. We got to start doing some stuff, guys. So put that into action. It's going to make a huge impact. So hopefully this served you well today on this Fun Friday, guys. I highly encourage you, please give us a rating and review. That makes all the difference in the world. Be sure to come to our community. Guys, we have the Ask Me Anything events. We have the daily scripture live. So I go live every morning and read scripture, just share what's on my heart or what God is actually revealing through the Holy Spirit to me. And then we just our forum in general. Guys, you can ask questions. You can have polls. It's just engage directly with like-minded Christian men who want to get better. And we have live events every week. I mean, every week we have lunches. We have Bible studies. We have, like I said, the Ask Me Anything events, guys. We have boot camps. Guys, we have all sorts of things to help serve you, to help you grow. But you're not going to get any of it unless you're inside a community. Take advantage. We have a 30-day free trial. 30 days. Because you know what? I don't want to put you into anything that you don't feel comfortable with. So take advantage and see what that 30-day free trial will do for you. See what you like about it. See how it could serve you. The courses, the material, the content. just how we can come alongside and want to help you grow to be that leader God intends you to be. That's what it's all about, guys. So just check it out. Go to, again, thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us for that. I've had some guys ask me recently about coaching. Yes, we still do coaching as well. So if you want to do coaching, you know, if I can help you with your finances, with your career, if I can help you with your marriage or your parenting, guys, we do it all through the lens of Scripture. So maybe that's an area that you want to look in and start making an investment in. Connect with us at thelionwithin.us for that as well. So guys, there's all sorts of resources there. Check out our blog. We're constantly putting out content to try to serve you, to try to help you grow, to be that leader God intends you to be. And I just pray that you keep coming back. Thank you for listening. We're blown away each and every week by the feedback we get, by the guys that are listening to the show, and ultimately the guys that are sharing the show. So if you want to help us the most, share the show out as well, because that's really how it happens, guys, is when men just take a little bit of intention to make an action and share the show, and we never know the impact it's going to have. So I hope you have a great weekend, guys. Get after it. Do the things that you're called to do. Lean into the hard stuff. Don't run from it. Lean into it, guys. And remember to unleash the lion within. What if you could connect with other Christian men, grow in your faith, have resources to help you be the leader God intends you to be, have live events where you can ask questions and get in-the-moment answers, and be connected to guys 24/7 when you need them the most? Does it sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. That is what we've built within the Lion Within Us community. I'm telling you guys, this is an unbelievable opportunity. Jump in. Check us out. We have weekly events that are happening all the time. We have lion lunches. We have our Bible study. We have boot camps that are happening. We have Ask Me Anything events every month where you get a chance to ask questions directly from guests from the show. Guys, it's access that you cannot get anywhere else. This community is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger, and it's growing closer together as it grows as well. It's amazing to see how these guys lean in, support, serve, love, encourage, challenge each other on a daily basis. So guys, if you want a chance just to check it out, hop over to thelionwithin.us. Get a 30-day free trial. Just see what it's like. And you may find what you've been looking for, that encouragement, that support, that brotherhood is right here at the click of your finger. I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.